Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
I'm going to talk about why I don't recommend doing a water fast or a dry fast. Now, what is a water fast? It's a fast where you're not consuming any food, you're only drinking water, you're not drinking coffee, you're not taking supplements, nothing. Now, dry fast is you're not even drinking water, and I don't recommend that either. But why wouldn't I recommend a water fast? Well, probably I would recommend it years ago, maybe 30 years ago, but not nowadays. Why? Because so many people have nutritional deficiencies. The food that we eat is so mineral deficient and vitamin deficient. Our bodies do not have the mineral reserves to go a long period of time without food. And I'm talking about like even 48 or 72 hours or even longer. I've had many reports of people passing out just with a 48-hour fast because they didn't have the electrolytes. And so if you have deficiencies going into a fast, especially just a water fast, without taking any supplements, especially certain minerals, you can have various symptoms. You can feel weak, you can feel sick, you can have digestive problems, you can feel faint. So what I recommend when you're fasting is to take supplements, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, omega-3 fatty acids. But there's something else that you can do that will help you replenish some of these minerals. And that would be consuming a vegetable broth that you actually make at your home. So what you would do is you would simmer these vegetables for about 90 minutes. And that's going to break down the fibers and allow all these minerals to deposit in this liquid. And I'm talking about nutrient-dense vegetables like organic kale, Swiss chard, celery, parsley, radish, ginger, onion, garlic, turmeric, leeks, endive, peppers, cabbage, and bok choy. And you'd also want to add some high-quality sea salt to this as well. So then you strain out all the fiber and drink the broth. And I would recommend drinking like 2.5 liters of this per day. And this would allow you to get a lot of your minerals back. You're going to feel better. You can drink it as a soup. It'll help curb your appetite, especially when you start out. And it can also offset some of the acidity that occurs when you're doing the ketogenic diet. So try it out, put your comments down below, and I will see you in the next video. Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.